TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. I'm the Neptune, and I just want to let y'all know, the world is about to feel something that they never felt before. Come on.
Ghetto to ghetto, the backyard, the yard, I sell it with fun whip, and soft the hard, I'm the neighborhood pusher, call me subwoofer, cause I pump bass like that jack, on or off the track, I'm heavy cuz, ball to your father, you can duck to the Fetty Gov, sorry my love, but I'm seeing through these eyes, Benz convoys with the wagon on the side, only big boys keep deuces on the ride, Gucci Chuck Taylor with the dragon on the side. Man, I make a buck while I scram. I'm trying to show y'all who the fuck I am. The Jews is flirting, be damned if I'm hurting. Legend in two games like I'm Pee Wee Kirkland. Platinum on the block with consistent hits. While Pharrell keeps talking this music. Bake them cakes as fast as I can, and you can tell by how my bread stack off. In the skies it is wrapped, so the feds back off. Watch it, like my whip, like my chick topless. Doing a buck six with me in the cockpit. Grinding cousin, I got 4 dozen, even 11.5. If I see you, keep it coming in my weight. That's just as heavy as my name. So much dough, I can't swear I won't change. Excuse me if my wealth got me full of myself. Cocky, something that I just can't help. Especially when them 20s are spinning like windmills. And the ice 32 below mine is the wind chill. Filthy, the word that best defines me. I'm just grinding, man. Y'all never mind me.
Stay in line with you, see it like me shining. T.M. Hyman up in here on a Monday. Motivation Monday, if you will. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hope your week is off to a good start. Motivation Monday. Hey, I don't know if you all checked out this copy of Ebony Magazine. I'm looking at the date because this joint is pretty old. I know it is. Yeah. Did you ever see the Power 100 to the People edition? Stand for something, do not cross. It was a black social justice edition. If you could find this, it was a real cool Ebony magazine. It was actually the 70th anniversary collection edition, collector's edition, excuse me. Power 100 to the People, man, it has tons of resources, tons of people who are making moves here in the U.S. and abroad. If you can find a copy of this Ebony magazine, man, I'm sure it's worth money. On the front of it, you have Harry Belafonte along with Jesse Williams and Zendaya. Man, dope addition to the magazine. Again, it was the Ebony Power 100 to the People edition. Moving right along. It's 9:06 here. I'm actually coming to you live tonight out of Cleveland, everybody. Normally out of the ATL, but Cleveland tonight, been jet-setting back and forth across the country, handling business out here. Nevertheless, they were up close and personal with Porcelain. I was first introduced to this young lady last year. She had a song. What was the name of that song? She had a song, I think it what was the name of that song? She released something last year. The Real Thing Don't Change. I think that was the name of that joint. Nevertheless, listen, big up to Porcelain. Today, her joint has jumped to 21 on Billboard. Whoa. Hey, and she's stopping past tonight to talk about some of those money moves she's making and a little bit more. You can jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Up close tonight, with a dope new R&B artist. I want to say Apple Music celebrated her back in June, Black History Month, as one of the up-and-coming indies. She'll be stopping past talking to us soon. If you want to get in on the convo tonight, jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Again, it's the Social Lab. Welcome. Hey, 100,000 strong. We saw a report the other day that actually showed us where our listeners are across the across the map. Didn't know folks was listening to us in Russia. Listen, we're not giving you no damn insight that's going to help you to continue to upset the democracy of this country. But thanks for listening, though. Thanks for listening. Hey, we got folks listening all over the world. Hey, I think she's here. I'm so impressed with this young lady. Not only is she beautiful, she has a real exotic about her, folks. You can jump on our page right now. We got the new video posted. Check her out. But before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Porcelain to the show. What's up, Ma?
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, me dear? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for the compliment. Really appreciate
it. Hey,
that.
No doubt. No, listen, I mean, it's all earned because, you know, believe it or not, like, we so crazy. And I'm rolling, like, dolo right now, which is a good thing because I can have real conversation. But when there's noise around me normally with a lot of folks in the studio, they could be a little distracting. But listen, I had a chance to check out not just the video, but the animated joint, too. Pretty high.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought it was
no doubt.
I thought it was pretty awesome too when I saw it. It's really nice.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, what I was about to say is even if you know if you was like corny or garbage, I would still have fun with you. But I would be like, man, that was garbage. And hope that you would laugh. And hope that you would laugh. you know, but everyone doesn't quite last. But listen, yo, you're sexy, you're smooth, yo, you're talented. Tell the people where you're from. Introduce yourself, person.
I am from Memphis, Tennessee. My artist by the name is Porcelain. As I said, I have a single that's out right now called Lois Lane that's burning up the charts, and I'm so grateful for all the support that I'm getting.
Congrats.
It's been an amazing journey so far.
Yeah, congrats. I understand today it just jumped to 21.
Yes, I was actually in the studio recording, and I was like, you know, butterflying, you know. I was getting down because I'm so excited about it. I'm just happy.
No doubt, butterflying. Hey, I caught
yeah.
that. That went over some heads. That went over some
right.
heads, but I caught
right.
that.
They don't know. It's
going to
come back. Watch.
Hey, no doubt. You're going to bring the butterfly back. No doubt.
Yeah.
So Made in Memphis, does that, I mean, I think it's self-explanatory, but, I mean, what does Made in Memphis consist of, that team?
Made in Memphis, like as far as the people or the sound?
So tell us, I didn't want to ask you what was Made in Memphis, because to me it sounded like it was a company. But what is Made in Memphis?
It's a label. It's out of Memphis. We've been around for about 2.5 years, three years now. Nothing
gotcha.
Memphis, everything. You know, we have a couple of people in the company, of course, that are from all over, but it's real raw Memphis talent. And it's based in Memphis.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. So Lois Lane, it's a dope cut. The video is hot. How did you come up with Lois Lane?
Well, Lois Lane was a collaboration between me, one of the writers, Daenerys Holmes. We all have writers there as well, and the producer, Hamilton Harden. And the message is just something that we felt like related to all women and men as well. The type of that Superman and Lois Lane dynamic. You know, that's a nice way of saying, hey, I really want to feel secure. I want somebody to rescue me and save me, but you're not saying it in a desperate kind of way. And that was the energy that we wanted to put in the record, that it was okay to be strong but still have your moments where you want to feel sexy and you want to have somebody to come save you. I think Lois Lane, the whole intent of Lois Lane was pretty much to come across as strong, but, you know, feminine and in touch with my emotions and just know what I want and know what I need and not be a, that was the approach with the record. And we collaborated on that. And you always want to come up with there's only a certain amount of emotions and they're common emotions. So it's up to the writer and the singer to come up with the dynamic that makes it more, a message that's deeper, a concept that is creative. And I think the Lois Lane and Superman concept was definitely like, hey, I'm looking for a man who's got it all. Because whenever women say, you know, they want that guy, they're like, oh, or am I Superman? I need me a Superman. Because he's strong, he's a real man, he's handsome. And he's always there for her, unconditionally, there for Lois Lane. So there you have it.
Right. And then, you know, when you think about that whole Lois Lane story, you know, Lois Lane was significant to Clark Kent and ultimately Superman's overall, you know, persona. You know, without Lois,
right?
I mean, you know, who knows what would have been going on in his world if he wasn't really, like, you know, digging Lois Lane. So, I mean, I get it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get right into it. Why don't you go ahead and pitch this joint to the folks, because it's hot.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Porcelain. Remember my name. Here is my new single, Lois Lane.
Here on the Social Lab. We'll be right back.
Put on your cape, I need you. wrong to finesse the right. Can we skip the part where I give away my heart to someone, then they turn it into ice?
Y I'm here in Cleveland. Listen, the city will never be the same since LeBron has moved on. But shout out to King James for what he's done out in Akron, which is extremely dope. And set fire to the pant leg of 45 for that ignorant ish he got folks talking about. This dude is like beyond crazy. Up close and personal tonight, our special guest Porcelain. That joint right there was Lois Lane. And right before the break, she told us how it came to Porcelain, me dear. One thing people would find hard to believe about Porcelain.
Hard to believe
about Porcelain.
One thing is, I'm a lot more goofy and silly, but it takes a moment for me to get there and really warm up to that. But I'm a lot more like not crazy, but just you know. I could be a jokester at times. I think that's one thing people don't expect. You know, that's something that majority of my closest family or friends kind of get to see that side of me a little bit more. But yeah, I'm a very silly person.
Yeah, that is your image, your pictures certainly do not
right.
Display
do not show
goofy.
That, right?
Certainly not. It looks so strictly business over here. Let's get it done. So,
right.
so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I
do have a sense of humor. I'm not like, and it's funny because people have met me and they're like, oh my God, you're just so cool. Because, you know, you see the photos and you probably think I'm just some little, you know, I'm porcelain. but it's I'm very right. Down to earth and very just chill. So
that is fellas. She telling you right now. I mean, she chill. Don't be too intimidated. You know by the persona. You know, it comes with the territory. Don't be scared. She can be goofy. She like to chill. So push up. Don't be too scared. Push up. She is porcelain, but you can still push up. That's what she just says. That's what she just said. Hey, porcelain. Who did you listen to as a youngin coming up?
I listened to, you know, a lot of old school music. That was my thing because growing up around my parents, they both were in a band. They were both artists, and that's pretty much
nice.
What they were doing. So whenever my mom was listening to the radio, I was always listening to the oldies and the classics, the Commodores, the Chaka Khans, the Whitneys, the Anita Bakers, and you know, the Patti
right.
LaBelle's and the James. That's what I grew up listening to. And
right.
I'm honestly thankful for that because it definitely enhances your way of thinking as an artist and your creativity as well. So I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a richness. There's a certain je ne sais quoi, that old school, you know, like vibe. I mean, when words really meant something, when you could, you know, sing how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Like that Marvin Gaye, that Teddy P, that Barry White. Man, we do not have that anymore. You have a really clear sound, and when you mention like Whitney, like there aren't too many Whitneys out here, but you have a very clear sound, and Whitney had a very clear sound. Who's in your deck right now? Who's on your playlist? Who are you listening to right now?
My playlist has a lot of the newer artists that I love, absolutely love. Her, Daniel Caesar. I have, of course, Drake.
Of course.
Who else do I have my playlist? Of course. I have my guy Yo Gotti in my list. It's so mixed. And then I have artists like, I have Cardi B, and then I have Anita Baker, of course Whitney. I love her music, and I like Bobby Womack, Al Green. Who else do I have in my playlist? Rihanna. So it's all over.
Right.
Like, whatever.
Yeah,
I feel so different. Sometimes I'm on my Bobby's greatest hits, and then sometimes I'm on my Love and Happiness. And then I'm, you know, I'm Somebody Loves You, Baby, with Patty. So it's just whatever I'm feeling. So.
Right. Understood. I'm going to shift a minute and talk about what's happening right now in America. Some of the things that may be on the minds of your fans, certainly on the minds of music lovers here in America. Did you vote in the last election?
Yes, I did.
Were you disappointed by the outcome?
Who wasn't? I mean, well, I can't say who.
A lot of people were not.
Yeah, exactly. I said, let me take that back. I was.
Yeah.
I definitely was.
I asked those two questions specifically because, I mean, the reality is, you know, there are some people who are very apathetic towards voting, you know, and they don't mind voicing their opinion. You know, they don't vote, won't vote because they don't feel like their voice matters. So I certainly respect the fact that you were emphatic about voting and emphatic about being upset about the outcome, because I mean that was certainly my position. I only ask those questions so that you can encourage our listeners and folks listening across the world but specifically those here in the United States, encourage them, tell them why it's so important to get out, not just in the primary that's coming up this year, but to get out and vote in the next presidential cycle?
Me overall, I have friends that are in politics, and I have had conversations with them personally, and it definitely, and I addressed some of those questions and concerns about the votes not counting and things like that, and they definitely do count. It definitely does matter. And the thing about it is, I feel as though it's important to get out there and vote because you want to be a part of it. You can't complain about who gets voted in office if you didn't vote. Because if you didn't vote, you technically still voted. Because you didn't vote. So whoever's being chosen, you help them get into the position they're in because you didn't vote for anyone. So
because you didn't vote for anyone.
Right. Definitely. I mean, a lot of people said, okay, well, Trump this and that other, but you didn't vote. I mean, maybe that vote, maybe the 60% out there who didn't vote, maybe they could have, you know, helped change things because the vote definitely counts. But you have to be out there to vote in order to know that. So that's just my views on that. I get out and vote and pray. Vote and pray. And, you know, and things may possibly turn around. We got Barack. We got Obama. So people went out and voted.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Absolutely.
We had a
Absolutely.
Black president. So
Absolutely.
He could have not won. If the votes didn't count, he wouldn't have won. But he did win. And Trump won because his votes counted. So
get up, get out, vote, and pray, ladies and gentlemen. We were up close
vote
and personal
pray.
Tonight. with porcelain. It's 9:27. Porcelain, how long have you been in the game? Again, you just bumped to 21 on the billboards. It didn't just come overnight. How long have you been in this game?
I've been doing music professionally long before I was in my deal with Made in Memphis. I was doing it for 10 years. 10 years.
Wow. That's a grind.
It kind of flies by, you know, if you dedicated and committed, like time flies when you doing it
and
you in it just in the moment. Yep, that's true.
Right. And it flies because, you know, you're having fun and you enjoy it. But what you just said, those two elements are extremely important. You have to be dedicated and committed. And there's a lot of people trying to break into the game, a lot of people who have dreams of being on Billboard, but they aren't dedicated and committed. What advice do you have for artists trying to break in that's looking forward to the day that they can say they have their music on a chart?
Well, the advice I could give them is that the hardest thing to do in life is stay consistent. If you can stay consistent, you can do anything. Stay consistent in whatever it is you're trying to get into and you're trying to do, and don't let anything cause you to get off your path. You stay on that path. You stay encouraged, and you stay dedicated to what you're doing, because it's going to make a difference. And consistency, you're not without any consistency, you're not going to see any growth. The reason why 10 years flew by so quick for me is because I stayed consistent. I stayed consistent, and I didn't care whether, you know, what everybody else was doing. I cared about what I was doing and how I could hone my skills and become better at who I was as a person. And every moment and every chance I got to advance myself is exactly what I did. And I continued that because I said, you know, like the old people say, if you stay ready, you don't got to get ready. So when Made in Memphis came into the picture, I had already been investing money behind my music. I had already been putting quality work out there, It was what I could afford, but it was quality, and I made sure of that because I feel like if you do something and something is going to be a reflection of you, it should be the best because what you put out there is what you look like. And that's how serious people take you based off of what they see you put out there. So
yeah, absolutely. You just said something that was major. You said a whole mouthful, 2 mouths full, but I'm going to call out a couple things. You have to be willing to invest in yourself. You have to be willing to invest in yourself. Too many people sitting on the sidelines waiting for somebody to invest in you, and you haven't invested a dime in yourself. But number two, you said a few things. That last piece is enough. Folks, you got to be willing to invest in yourself. You said stay consistent. We are so distracted. Young people are so distracted by so many things. Investing in yourself is certainly one way to get on that road to consistency. But how were you able to fight off the distractions and stay consistent? How? Because that's not always easy depending on your environment and your support.
Right. You have to, well, I didn't have, you know, I have my family, certain people, but I was able to stay consistent because I didn't put myself in positions where I could get distracted. So I didn't look at myself like, okay, you have to prepare yourself for what you want to be. So you have to be that even if your situation says you are not that. So if I think like I'm a star and I think like I'm a businesswoman, then
that's right.
I am
that's right.
That.
That's right. Hey.
So.
No doubt.
So that's how I looked at myself. I didn't look at myself like I got to be out here doing what everybody else is doing. This is what I'm going to do because I'm a businesswoman. I am a business. So I moved like I'm a business, and I conducted myself like I was a business. I represented myself the way I needed to be, and the people who wanted to distract me, I left them alone. You know, I told them, you know, that's great. Y'all going out to do all right. Well, I'll see y'all later. Y'all have a good time. And I go and practice on my skills and becoming better. I just put myself, and then also, you put yourself around like-minded people who want the same things in life you want. All of my friends do things within their fields of what they want to do, but they're committed to that. And if you surround yourself with people who can help you mentally, who can help you as far as your encouragement, because you see them living their lives, doing what they're doing, sharing moments with them, things that they have going on. You got to be around people who help you grow. And I always pride myself on not being a product of my environment and not being around people who have nakedly offered to my life. And it doesn't have to
gotta
be somebody giving you something.
Right.
Huh? What'd you say?
Right. No, I say you got to draw a line in the sand. I mean, I understand.
Right.
No,
absolutely.
Finish what you said.
With women artists, that could be men you date. It's got a lot to do. If you have a man in your life, or my ladies out there, if you have a man in your life and he's not helping you grow, and he's kind of taking you away from the growth that you're trying to get to in your life, he's distracting you, then he's not the right person for you because you don't want a person that challenges your goals in what you're trying to do. You want somebody who supports or challenging and going toe-to-toe with your obligations that you set for yourself, then there's no point in even dealing with them. So like you said, you got to draw a line in the sand, like you said. This is my first time hearing it, but, you know.
Yeah, no, that's difficult for us a lot of times because, you know, I mean, we all want to be affirmed, and the truth be told, we all really want to be a part of a team, want to be a part of the group, want to fit in, regardless of really who we are, You know, but the people who win are those who are just as confident standing alone as they are standing in the group. And if you are only confident standing in the group and you have no confidence standing alone, listen, you'll never be successful. Because when it all falls down and everybody go home and your ass is by yourself lacking confidence, how much sense does that make? I mean, come on, folks.
Right.
That's right. Porcelain, you have you've been a great guest tonight, and you are officially family. You can stop past here anytime. Just a couple more questions. Tell the folks like what your greatest life's lesson has been thus far. Because you sound like, again, you're not just a beautiful woman, but you sound very intelligent. What's been your greatest life lesson?
My greatest life lesson at this current point in my life is what you put into something, no matter what it is, what you put into something, if you put hard work into something that you're doing, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be next week, it may not be next year, but you will see a result of that. And I say that because I've worked really hard in the 10 years, and it was times like probably most artists, like, I'm tired. Ooh, nothing's happening. Like, I'm not running into all these duds. What's going on? But I kept believing, and I was put into a great situation, and it kind of fell into my lap because I had been doing so much and not knowing that people was watching the whole time. And I'm finally feeling like, you know, I'm walking in my light, and it makes everything is making sense because I put in the work. Nobody did anything for me. With the current people that I'm working with now, I mean, God has truly blessed me to be with a team who are doing everything they can. But I worked before, and I got myself pointed in my career to where I can meet the right people and have the right connections and have people who truly love me and support me and want to see me make it. But I could definitely say that you've got to put the work in, and it's not all in vain. Even if it feels like it's in vain, it's not all in vain. Just stay consistent because people are always watching. And that's what I'm realizing now, because people are coming up to me, I was watching you, you know, when you were on 106 in Park. I was on 106 in Park in 2010. I had no earthly idea that people, now that they're hearing Lois Lane, now that they're, you know I'm with the label, that they're like, oh, I remember you from this. And I'm like, I've been supporting you and following you since this day. So you never alone. People are always watching what you do, so you always want to make sure you're doing the right things, because you got to set I've tried over the years to set myself up right, because I think if you get into, like you said, get sidetracked, get into all that drama, you got to know when you start building your career, it's certain things people are going to find out about you because of how you conducted yourself. And by me thinking like I was a star and saying, well, hey, I'm not going to act like this. Hey, no, you're not going to get me to do that. Oh, hey, no, I'm not doing this. I feel good because my reputation is golden and I didn't do anything I'm not proud of. So there's nothing but love and support. And my reputation is clean. And the only way I feel like you can have that is if you think in that mindset that you're always going to be somebody, even if you're not there. Because everybody is somebody, but you're going to be who you want to be. So you have to prepare yourself for that. So
yeah,
that's just a little taste. I know I gave you a lot, but that's just
that's on point, and it's real, because, you know, it has to feel good as an artist to not, you know, have to, you know, look over your shoulder or feel nervous that somebody, you know, going to try to blackmail you because they got some video, you know, of you on your knees doing something you weren't supposed to be doing, you know, when you least expected somebody to be videotaping you. You know how it goes.
Right.
You know, somebody got caught up like that right now. Somebody's scared to put their stuff out right now and promote their brand because they got caught up like that right now. You know I ain't lying. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest tonight has been Porcelain. Listen, connect with her. She's dope. You can check out her website at porcelainmusic.com. That's P-O-R. For folks who cannot spell worth-ish, it's P-O-R-C-E-L-A-N music.com. Check out on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at the same Porcelain Music. Man, if you what has been your most exotic place you've traveled or want to travel if you've not gone there yet?
I would love to go to London, which I think that I'm going to get the opportunity to go real soon. But I'm very excited about that. I definitely want to experience London. I can't tell you much about it because I haven't been there yet. But I'm looking forward to going and getting that experience because I heard London.
Awesome.
They really love the United States, American talent. So I'm just looking forward to building more fans there.
That's awesome. I've been to Paris twice. I've never been to London, and I want to go to Amsterdam on my next Paris run. Ray, let's connect, and let's do a concert in London. I'd love to make something like that happen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, follow and connect with her. Check her out at porcelainmusic.com. She's also Porcelain Music on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hey, Porcelain, you are welcome here anytime, my dear. We're going to say bye to you with Lois Lane. Thanks for stopping past.
If I miss the right, can we skip the part where I give away my heart to someone, then they turn it into ice? I wanna put myself out there, but I'm scared. Love don't play fair. Where are you? Can you come here? Come here right now. Through the night, I'm ready to be low.